Okay, so this is, let's imagine that we have a derived distribution derived from Ubuntu, and it's called Deribuntu. And you have the task of creating a new distro series in this derived distro. And you want to derive that new series from Lucid. So this is the page that you would come to. Have a look over this page and tell me if, initially, does this page make sense to you?
Okay, so you have the name of the series, the same than this name. So, for instance, if it was, let's say Ubuntu was derived from Debian, we will have as the name, I guess, Ubuntu 10.04, and as display name, Lucid, right?
Quite possibly. So yes, if this was looking at Ubuntu being derived from Debian, yes, that would be valid. But in this case, we're looking at deriving from Ubuntu, so. Yeah.
From Ubuntu, okay. But it's really a derivative. It's not like a flavor, in fact.
No, it's an entirely new distro that would be available, say, for example, to one of our Linaro partners.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so summary descriptions, versions, parent distribution, Ubuntu. And so you choose a series for the parent, okay. What is initialize series from parent?
Well, I can't answer your questions really, because what I need to do is find out if this makes sense without having someone there to answer questions. So if initialize series from parent isn't immediately obvious to you, then there's a problem with the mock-up, with the design, and we need to change that. So can you guess what that would mean, or would you, if you were working with this page, would that be a real problem for you?
For me, it will just take what we have in the parent distribution and try to rebuild in the architecture that is just below, that is shown below. And so it will rebuild everything, but I think that will make why I'm not sure is that for me it was obvious that at first time it would do that, you know, like you're creating a new derivative and you rebuild everything.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why it's not obvious for me what.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. So let's ignore that option for a moment and come down to architectures.
Yeah, the package set and stuff like that. So package set. So I think that means that the parent has some package set, so that you have, for instance, desktop and foundation and stuff like that, and you just want to copy some package sets. And you have source and rebuild, or copy source and binaries. So that's okay. I think that makes sense. It's like if you want to rebuild or just to copy.
Okay. Are you familiar with what package sets are? Is that a word that you know already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Cool. And okay. So before we move on to the next mockup, do you have any other comments on that page?
No, it's really this initialize that I don't understand, because for me it should be, if it's what I told you first, it should be checked by default, I guess. But
okay.
I don't see any reason to have that unchecked, in fact.
Right.
With my definition.
Okay. Great, thanks. Okay, let's scroll down to the next mockup, which is just a small box, a portlet, kind of a side box on a page. And this page you would find on the overview page for a derived distribution series, for a derived distro series. And it's a little information box that gives you an idea of of how the derived distro series stands. Does the information it gives you there, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. In fact, that's mostly what we already have as a Python script for us on the desktop team. So I guess, okay, so you have the package, you have the current version in Dairy Lucid, you have the upstream version, the base version. So the base version is the one in Lucid, I guess. Just for the generate diff, in fact, you, so I don't know if the diff should be between the version and the base version, I guess.
I just wanted to look at the. Let's carry on looking at this page.
The derived from Lucid. Okay, so you have 8 local different. So this one is when you push on the create button, right?
Sorry?
This one is just a status one. This one is shown where? I didn't understand that.
So this small box is shown when you have created a derived distro series. And you are shown the overview page for that derived distro series. This box is shown on that overview page.
Okay.
So it shows you, it gives you a quick overview of some information about that derived distro series. So my question is,
does it make sense and what it would be? So 8 local differences, I think it makes sense. It's a patch binary, patch sources package that you have, changed locally and not in the parent distribution. So 24 local package, not in parent, so it's the new packages you have added to your derivative and which are not in the parent one. And 4 missing packages in cloud package set. So you have 4. There are 4 packages that appeared in the parent distribution on the package set you choose and which are not compiled like in your derivative. So I think it's pretty clear. I think that in that case you take also all the mappings, like for instance if the derivative has another name for a package. I don't know if you have some kind of mapping for that.
I don't know. But would that be useful?
I think that can be useful we have that between Ubuntu and Debian, so I guess. And
right.
But okay. So no, it's pretty clear.
Now if you were to click on that first link in the small box, it would take you to the page that we were looking at just now, the package differences between Dairy Lucid and parent series Lucid. So if you just scroll down. Do you want to continue with what you were saying about this page?
Yeah, so what I was so telling before is that I'm not sure about the diff. I would think that the diff is between the current version and the base version. But in fact, in any case, if you want to merge, you need diff between your current version on your derivative and the base version, between the upstream version and the base version, and between also the version and upstream version. So in fact, you need 3 diff to make a proper job.
Right. Okay.
So I think that as there is a diff available and generate diff, it's some kind of async process, and you request for a diff, and then you get it. And once you have get it, it's not compute again. And so think is a checkbox. I'm not quite sure because as you, I would say, okay, so you have a JBox and then you hack on the thing bottom, I guess. Yeah. So I think when you load the page at the beginning, the sync checkbox is never checked. Just that you want to do an action for that. I don't find that very clear. In fact, I would have think that we have one button at each line, and you just one button or one link, and you just ask for sync on each package, rather than having a check and then at the end sync.
Okay. All right, and so any other comments about the page before we move on to the missing packages page?
So you have the no local change. Just thinking that one. You have for beef, you have version 1.5, option version 1.6, okay, and you have no local change. So that would mean that it's 1.6 as well. I guess that, yeah, the no local changes in the base version for beef is that we have 1.6, but if this is the case, I would prefer to just see 1.6 as the base version.
Right. Okay. Cool.
So I think it's that, so the other part are filter and stuff like that, so it's not really select none, select all, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's... so that's my comments for today.
Okay, wonderful, thank you. Let's move on to the next mock-up. So this is what you would get if you clicked on the second link in the small box that we looked at earlier. So again, general comments. Does this make sense to you?
Hey, it makes sense, but as for the previous one, I would prefer that the sync is a bottom. Not a bottom, but just an Ajax link that you know, you just click on it and it's just turned up as syncing or stuff like that.
Okay. Sorry.
No problem. You got a cold?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. So, okay. So that's fine. So let's move on to unique packages. The packages that are in Derelucid but not in Lucid. Again, does this, seem to make sense to you? Is there anything missing?
Maybe we want that Lucid get that package too. I don't know how it can be done. Like maybe a bottom. Like just one question. When you are making a derivative, does it mean that the parent distribution is also on Notepad? Also
yes.
Using Notepad. Okay.
Yes.
So I wouldn't think that there can be a button that opens a bug report and telling, oh, we have that package in that distribution and maybe it will be useful for you on your distribution. And, you know, attaching all the depdiff and all the source package.
Okay. So, as I understand it, they're planning to have some kind of method for pushing packages back into the parent, but that won't come immediately. That's a second round feature, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we've looked at all the mockups now. Do you have any comments in general about what you've seen?
I guess that when you click, so for whatever panel it is on the version, you get to the package page, as we have today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I think that it's, there is not a lot of paperwork that seems to be done for that. Maybe as you are requesting, you know, sync and some a lot of async process, maybe a page that can tell you, okay, so this package is syncing, this package is in that state and stuff like that, you know. That's just that ongoing transition. I'm not sure if it will be directly on Soyuz or other stuff, but you know, you ask for a sync and you are waiting for the sync. So you want maybe to have a page status about that?
Okay.
Cool. Apart from that, I think it's pretty clear. I don't think that there are a lot more that are needed as an info.
Okay, thanks very much then. Well, in that case, I'll just say thank you for your time, and I'll email you to let you know how the rest of the testing goes.